if you bring your foot down real heavy on the floor, you say you're doing what? You're doing what with your foot? If you bring your foot...
Bring it down on the floor.
Yeah, you're what?
Stomping your foot on the floor.
Now, if you wanted to get a boat out of the water, you take a rope tied to it and you...
Drag it out.
You
pull it out.
Okay. And if you want to get it back in, you...
Push it.
Now, if a boy was saw a girl at a party and it was getting late and he wants to go home with her, he says, "May I?"
Yeah. Come see you back.
Okay. All right. May I see you home?
See you.
Okay. Now, you might say to a child, "That stove is very hot, so
be careful."
Yeah, don't what?
Don't touch it.
Don't open it.
Fetch me that.
All right. What sort of outdoor games did folks play? Can you tell me?
Long ago.
Yeah.
We used to play baseball.
Yeah.
And round and round the ring.
What was that?
Well, you hold my hand, I hold yours, and I've forgotten how that ring, that the game would go, but there. He used to go round and round the ring and sing.
Okay.
And the one that would drop the hatchet behind his back, he had to catch it and run and catch it before he'd get back to the hole.
What'd you call that, the place?
It was round and ring place.
What was the hole, the place?
Well, the idea was a white hatchet that would drop it behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to catch me before I get back to that hatchet. Then the game, you would win the game.
The handkerchief was the what?
Just a spot that was on the mark that they had dropped it behind your back.
What about the hiding games you played?
Hide and seek. Yeah, you used to play hide and seek.
Was there a place where you could be safe if you got to?
Well, yes. All the time there was a bush, a shade, under the house, and all different places, you know.
What'd you call that place where you could be safe?
Hide and seek.
If you got back to it, the place where you were safe.
Oh, well, then you were safe.
Was that?
But if your friend returned to that place after he see you, you got to beat him to that place, you know?
Is that base? You got to beat him?
Yeah, you got a base.
Got to beat him?
After I see you in the garage over there,
beat him
and
to the
I call 1, 2, 3, you're in the garage over there. Then I got to run and beat you to that base.
Okay, all right.
We used to have all kind of little different game, but... The children don't look for them games today. They want a high game, you know.
Now, you used to throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch it, yeah.
Okay. I threw a ball and he...
He threw it back to you.
And he... First, he... I threw the ball and he...
Catches.
He catched it. You say that?
Yeah. Catch it.
Okay. And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
Haven't caught nothing.
Okay. Now, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
Wait for you.
Wait for you, okay. Now, if you just discharged a man who's been working for you, he might come up to you and say, "Please, just give me another
chance."
All right. If a man's in a very good mood, you might say, he's in a good mood.